morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you on this marvelous Monday. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. And in the studio this morning, on Mondays, is my Terry.
How's she going to introduce me today?
I know. So Terry's hanging out. We're trying this on Mondays, I think, after a busy weekend and trying to get things back into perspective today.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's
good
to wake up and go, woo-hoo.
Yeah. And it really is a marvelous Monday. We have a brand new day. Thankful to God for, another opportunity to create, a story.
Do you
right?
remember that commercial where the guy would go, marvelous?
Marvelous, darling.
What was that?
Yes, I don't know.
A 7-Up or something?
I don't know. It's
marvelous.
Fun. It's fun to watch some of those old recaps of commercials and things and try to play.
Do you remember this one?
This?
Was that?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? We need to bring that one back.
You know, here's something fun. Everybody's like, what are we listening to this morning? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and our
KSLM.
Hope, we're hoping to bring you some encouragement this morning, and certainly after some of the news cycles over the weekend and stuff, I don't know about you, and I was glad to hear Jeff talk about this a little bit in his hour. To talk about checking out and having a little reprieve from all the news. Ooh. And you and I got a chance to do that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
We took an adventure over to the Oregon coast. It was cool. It was in the 50s,
you're on the ocean. Mm-hmm. You've got the crashing waves, and it was beautiful.
Talk about therapeutic.
Yep, got a little fire going in kind of a cove. It was picturesque.
It was incredible.
With our good friend.
Yes, we have our friend Damien, who got to journey with us, and it was a great little respite needed.
Met some local folk and had a good time.
Yeah, more treasure, right?
Yep,
treasure, and that's part of it. And I think as we, it's a huge thing and an honor to be able to open up the radio airwaves like this and open up the microphone and be kind of in the moment and decide, okay, what are we going to talk about today and how are we going to stir up faith and encouragement, in a time where it can be very overwhelming. And there's been some, even on social media, I've seen a lot of bickering back and forth continuing because Biden has been declared the winner. And you all and I know, because we're the choir pretty much preaching to the choir, that it's not done, right? It's not a settled
thing.
Well,
there's a lot of steps that go yet. I mean, even, and I'm going to mess this up, but it's the Vice President Pence is actually the head of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it called?
The Electoral College.
Yep.
And
he actually announces the next president.
Exactly.
And what date is that?
In December.
That's right.
And we're going to take a little stroll through kind of some history this morning. I've picked up some things. And just to keep us the main thing. And again, I've said this a lot, that we can eliminate the fear with the facts. And last week was a bumpy week, man. It was a bumpy week between the election and then more mandates from Governor Brown. And it's interesting to me that it starts on Veterans Day. I mean, it wasn't something like, oh, we've got these outrageous numbers and we've got to control it, but let's put it off a week.
Yeah.
And it happens to be on Veterans Day. And I'm thinking people are wanting to celebrate our veterans. It's like another poke in the eye to me.
I just don't understand numbers at all. Like, okay, only six can get together. Not seven, not eight, not nine, because there's some scientific fact somewhere. Oh, wait, no.
Right. It's a lot of folks, too, bickering back and forth. Well, if people would just listen and obey, we would be over this by now. And it's like, I see a lot of people complying.
What percentage do you see not wearing a mask?
Very rarely.
I mean, rare.
When I'm
indoors.
Even we've been ones to be most rebellious, but we want to we see the pain on the
owners
and the business entrepreneurs trying to make a living, and in the honor of them, we'll put on briefly that mask to get what we need to get and get out, right?
Yep.
And, but we don't linger.
Nope.
We certainly aren't buying extra things.
Nope.
In
and out. Tired of this thing on my face. Get this diaper off my nose.
Exactly. Yep. And so we are in an interesting place still. But again, we want to kind of keep the main thing and stay focused. So okay. In an effort to be encouraging and let's something focus good. On some basics.
What are we doing?
I'm pulling up this because it always makes me smile. Of course, grandma, right?
Yes.
I've got my fifth grandchild on the way. Due in this summer, and so I'm kind of thinking about my grandkids a little bit this morning, and so I thought I'd play this for our listeners, and we can share this. Here we go. Oh, isn't that just the most precious thing in the whole wide world? Hearing kids talking about
that just shoots you back to elementary and paper plate pictures. You know, you'd make faces or little masks with a paper plate and a rubber band.
Oh yeah, and try not to eat the glue.
Make a turkey with your hand. Remember
oh
that?
Yeah, this time of year we would make turkeys with our hand. We give them to our grandma.
I think we even made headbands and feathers, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. As we move through to Thanksgiving this season, the next couple weeks, we have some really fun shows planned for you. Even this week, we're going to talk about our veterans and talk about our history. And I think it's important that we continue to be reminded of our history. And I don't know if you know this, Terry, and I think I might have printed a copy for you here, A Brief History of the Pledge of Allegiance. Did you know the history of the Pledge of Allegiance? Well,
nope, there it is.
The U.S. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag was written in 1892 by then 37-year-old minister Francis Bellamy. The original version of Bellamy's pledge read, "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." By not specifying to which flag or which republic allegiance was being pledged, Bellamy suggested that the pledge could be used by any country as well as the United States. Bellamy wrote his pledge for the inclusion in the Boston published youth companion magazine, The Best of American Life, in Fiction, Fact, and Comment. The pledge was also printed on leaflets and sent to schools throughout the United States at the time. The first recorded organized recital of the original Pledge of Allegiance took place October 12, 1892, with some 12 million American school children recited it to commemorate the 400-year anniversary of the voyage of Christopher Columbus.
Good gravity.
Wow. Despite its widespread public acceptance at the time, important changes to the Pledge of Allegiance as written by Bellamy were on the way. Change in consideration of immigrants. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
By the early 1920s, the National Flag Conference, the American Legion, and the Daughters of the American Revolution all recommended changes to the Pledge of Allegiance intended to clarify its meaning when recited by immigrants. These changes addressed concerns that since the pledge, as then written, failed to mention the flags of any specific country, immigrants to the United States might feel that they were pledging allegiance to their native country rather than the U.S. when reciting the pledge. So in 1923, the pronoun mine, my, was dropped for the pledge and phrase the flag was added, resulting, "I pledge allegiance to the flag and republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." A year later, the National Flag Conference, in order to completely clarify the issue, added the words "of America," resulting in, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." Then, in 1954, the Pledge of Allegiance underwent its most controversial change to date. With the threat of communism looming, President Dwight Eisenhower pressed Congress to add the words "under God" to the pledge.
Now, that's interesting, because like communism is anti-God.
Well, interesting,
you know,
isn't it?
You know the Smurfs were communists, right?
In advocating that for the change, Eisenhower declared it would reaffirm the transcendence of religious faith in America, heritage, and future, and strengthen those spiritual weapons which forever will be our country's most powerful resource in peace and war. On June 14, 1954, in a joint resolution amending a section of the flag code, Congress created the Pledge of Allegiance recited by most Americans today. "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes,
so I think, you know, going back to history as it's written, understanding the development and what the reasons and motivations are for, I think it's really important. Mm-hmm. And I think when I and the reason why I bring this up today, Terry, and I know we didn't even have a chance to kind of pre-process this, but you know, I'm thinking, where do we go from here? I had this question last week. Where do we go from here? And I think it's there's like this revival happening. There's this reset happening in people's minds of what is important. We know our families are important. Our individual liberty is important. And how can we be responsible? What can we do about it? And even on Friday, when we talked about what can we do in our health? What can we do to, you know, with these increased mandates to try to flatten the curve again? What can we do personally, responsible, that works? We talk about the mask and all of that, but what can we do? And you and I, we have these discussions about making better health decisions. And
we don't. It's okay.
And that's okay. Right. Even in your own household, you might not agree on things.
Yeah,
you reason it out together and you move forward together.
And she accepts my way and we move on.
And it works out beautifully. And if you believe that, I got some oceanfront property in Arkansas to sell you.
Oh, my.
But certainly, these are the discussions that are going on in homes all over, not only the Pacific Northwest, but the country is like, where do we go from here? And what does it look like if indeed these court battles do not move forward in a way that we want them to, you know, and if this election truly has been stolen from us in our, how do we move, where do we go from here?
And that's one of the things you have to, the best, I've always done this my whole life. I look at the worst case scenario. And then I prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, if it happens, I wasn't blindsided. I was ready for it. And then, of course, if something better than that happens, well, that's even better, you know. So, I mean, if in our opinion and the way we look at things, worst case scenario would be, you know, the Democrats win everything. And now they control everything and they can make rules to do everything. Well, hopefully that'll be 4 years worth.
Mm.
You know, 4 years worth. Now, can you? You know, government moves slow. You know, change happens slow. So, as much as I don't like it, we'll make it through 4 years, and hopefully, those that voted this way can see what's happening or what could happen to the negative, and perhaps they don't want to live that way. So, in 4 years, it could be huge and a wonderful thing where we go towards more. You know, patriotism, the Constitution, you know, individual rights. So this could be a good thing.
It could. It's an interesting time because I think for those of us who've looked to the government for relief in the past realizes that, you know, as you said, it does move slow and it doesn't always bring relief. And it's not, we need to refocus on what matters in our day-to-day life. And again, I'll go back, our local community, our local government, getting engaged in the process. So we're going to have some ideas when we come back from
this
break.
We'd like to hear from you.
And we'll open up the phone lines too, 503-589-1220. If you're a business owner and you're thinking, oh boy, I don't know about the next 2 weeks, what are you going to do to stay positive and do what you can? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Come on back.
KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio. We'll be back after this. Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Trusting you're having a marvelous Monday so far.
Marvelous.
Marvelous, darling. I've got Terry in the studio with
What's that?
And he's going to give it. Oh, my.
Now, that was funny. I guarantee you, there's guys out there right now going, what's that?
Going back to you.
I just love it.
Okay, Mr. Weatherman, give us a weather update. We need a weather update.
Chilly today and hot tamale.
Okay.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
So, 27 degrees. So, there was ice on our car. This morning, a frost, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get some of that liquid de-icer.
I think we have some in the garage.
Okay.
Okay.
Man, that works good.
It does work good.
You start the car and get the... Well, anyway. So, Yeah, 27 is our low or our temperature right now. We're looking at about 46 today, so no real heat wave. It's going to be cloudy. We do have some precip coming in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
No real amounts there. And then high tomorrow, 50.
Well, I want to remind folks, too, when you go to the high, out of the valley into the higher elevations, you will run into some snow. And they've shown on TV some snow up in the higher elevations already. And
my buddy Kevin was up there playing in the snow.
How exciting.
Yep, he saw our pictures at the coast, and he's like, I went the other direction. He was shaking a tree in the snow.
That is fun.
We'll have to do
that. You will have to do that. And again, because it's not a novelty to me, because I lived in South Dakota for 28 years, and it was kind of more of a chore than fun. I do like the snow when you don't have anywhere to go. You know, and you could just enjoy the white fluffy stuff.
And I like wood stoves.
I have tremendous memories growing up here. We would go on youth group trips up into the snow and go tubing and have a retreat and things like that. That's the kind of snow I like.
Yeah.
And I'm not much... I've tried skiing. I'm not a real fan. I like being in the lodge, sipping hot cocoa.
Yeah.
And walking through.
I've not done
that in the snow. That would be fun,
I think.
Just the contrast would be huge, you know, between the cold and the...
I feel like you're in soup.
So when we talk about things that we can do we're talking about how can we stay positive and what can we do to engage. And over the weekend, I had an opportunity. Terry worked on Saturday. It was a busy day at the Harley shop on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I went down to the celebration, not really a celebration, but more like a activation. The Trump folks got together at the Capitol. Come up with my words here, and it was a great turnout. And we put some of this on our Facebook page, KSLM Radio. Great turnout. There were people from Bend. There were people from up in the Portland area. Came up from Roseburg.
Wow.
I mean, there was people from the coast. It was a great crowd of Oregonians that said, "We're going to our state capitol because this is something that happened in every state, I believe."
Oh, okay.
If it got media coverage, that's debatable, of course. And for the most part, there was not a lot of trouble. And this was designed to go like from noon to 3. And at 3 o'clock, the other groups were supposed to be meeting. And I don't even know, you know, the ones that have been meeting, they were coming up from Portland, you know, having their protests slash riots. There was a little bit of confrontation. I mean, the news, of course, the press was there, and there was a gaggle of press. And they're
all gaggle?
Yeah, when you have a bunch of them.
Is that a gaggle?
gaggle. Yeah, something. That's my northern South Dakota accent, I guess. But they were all marked. I took some pictures of them too. They look like marked for battle. I mean, they had
the press people?
Oh yes,
what?
They had the helmets. They had their their body armor and all their cameras and stuff. And in doing some research, it's interesting. Many of them are part of the opposition, a lot of the press and some of the things. So they're marking themselves as press, but they aren't friendly press at all. And there was a little bit of a confrontation that had happened on the outskirts. There were some other Patriot-like groups, and there was some stuff, but it was not in the middle of everything that was going on. And I filmed some of that just in case it got switched to make it sound like the whole event was that it wasn't. There was some great speakers. We heard... Jo Rae Perkins spoke. She did a great job reminding us that, you know, what we need to be doing and keeping us focused and being in prayer. And she also talked about running again in 2022.
Good.
So that's a great news there. And then just some leadership from the area, including our Josh comes
Josh
on the show.
Did
Josh did a great job. And maybe later in the show, we'll pull up those clips and share what he said, because it was important. And he really had the crowd engaged.
Yeah.
And so there's some things that we need to focus on, and there's some things that we need to do. And we want to kind of interact with you this morning and do a check-in with our listeners. You know, how are you doing?
Yep.
Where do we go from here? What are your thoughts on what are you thinking? What's your next step? And I heard a lot of people. I talked to some folks from McMinnville. They're probably listening this morning. Thank you for tuning in. It was really great to hear from what's going on in that part of the world. And it's important that we stay connected and we stay engaged. And I had a conversation over the weekend, and I'm hoping he can join us tomorrow, with a gentleman by the name of Jeff. And he is gathering people.
Fast.
You know, he is gathering people together. I know I'm really talking fast, and I'm like,
we
got a lot to cover in a short amount of time. This Jeff called and we had a long conversation about, you know, kind of that same thing. Where do we go from here? One of the ideas that was brought forth is how do we, as listeners and Oregonians, what do we do about this media? What do we do about the mainstream media who've taken it upon themselves to just call elections, who mm-hmm. take it upon themselves to not give Oregonian candidates an opportunity to connect through their venue and get their message out? I was just appalled that there were no, even with Zoom and all the things that we have, there were no opportunities for our elected our candidates to do any kind of debate mm-hmm. with the incumbents and for people to hear their message.
Man, that especially, would have been great.
Especially when they know, the mainstream media knows, money is tight for mm-hmm. them and they don't have the opportunity. I mean, I think it's on them for due diligence to get the message out and let people know who the candidates are. Mm-hmm. But of course, we know they're already in it, you know, to keep things the same, or they have an agenda, it feels like to
yeah.
me. And so what can we do? And we're going to talk about some of those solutions. One of the first things I want to tell you about and encourage you, if you are in the Salem area and you're not connected with the Capital City Republican Women, I encourage you, if you've never been involved, to get involved. And there's an event taking place and you need to respond right away. And it's the Capital City Republican Women. They're going to have a dinner in honoring veterans on Thursday. Now, seating's limited to only 50. And so we're going to put this link up on our Facebook page. If you want to get involved, this is a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all gather together and start coming up with great strategy and plans as we move through the next season here. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to continue the conversation. Join it, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this marvelous, marvelous Monday. All right, I got to put it. The nice thing is I still have control of your mic. I know. So,
not fair.
I know, right? So Terry's in the studio with me this morning, and we're kind of talking about just kind of getting through the weekend and looking at where do we go from here. And I know we started that conversation last week. And I do think it's interesting. We have a wonderful lineup here at the radio station. I love how Mike Gallagher and Brian Kilmeade and mm-hmm. Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro, they hammer it out, and each of them do it in different ways. They
yep.
take that same information and get us to look at the perspective from each, and that's a national
perspective.
And sometimes
they don't agree with each other.
Oh,
I like that.
And that's the interesting thing, and that it really reminds us that we've got to kind of reason together. We've
mm-hmm.
got to hear and look at this perspective of what's going on. And I do think it's interesting that the media, the way that they message or they put this message together, like it's a done deal. And Josh and I talked about this last week, Terry. We talked about how they're going to make it. Joe's going to accept it. The media's going to get behind them. And so even though President Trump is still our president right now, and now there's all this is playing out in the courts, you don't hear the media talking about the legalities of it. They're making it as if Biden is our president right now. And it was interesting over the weekend. I saw some media, some fun YouTube stuff where people are going out on the streets and people interviewing people. Oh, yeah, he's our president now, you know, and it's like, no, that's not until January. And it's important that we stay connected and understand where exactly we're at. And Mark Levin, he has been just hitting the drum on this, and it's been very, very good about where we're at. And the Trump campaign has been sending notices out. And of course, they're kind of in a place where they are doing some updates and fundraising, because it's going to cost some money to defend in all of these states. Talk to us a little bit about you found with Mark Levin, Terry.
Well, I did. I went to Mark Levin, and he had something here from The Blaze on his website. I think that's right. And the author is Daniel Horowitz. He says, who determines the outcome of the presidential election in a given state? Governors? Secretary of State or Boards of Election Superintendents, the courts? How about the Fox News Decision Desk? Nope. The president wins a state when electors selected by the state legislators conduct a vote in their prospective states on December 14th. I didn't know this stuff. Mm-hmm. Thus, ultimately, according to the Constitution, the state legislators wind up serving as the kingmakers in a disputed election. So that's all written out in the Constitution.
So what he keeps saying, and everybody's just kind of going over, it's really up to the state legislatures. And this decision out of Pennsylvania, my understanding, was such a out of the box decision to let it go for three more days beyond, because that really is, they took it to the Supreme Court. It really should have gone back to the state legislature in Pennsylvania. And my understanding from listening and doing a little bit of research is that many of these states that are contested races have Republican legislatures. So it is an interesting, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Now, I want to read this.
And I was kind of reading ahead myself. This is very interesting.
Here is the statement from the campaign from President Donald J. Trump on November 7th. And maybe you have seen this. I think I put this up on our website or on our Facebook page. We all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact is this election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone any of the highly contested states headed for mandatory recounts or states where our campaign has valid and legitimate legal challenges that could determine the ultimate victor. In Pennsylvania, for example, our legal observers were not permitted meaningful access to watch the counting process. Legal votes decide who is president, not the news media. Beginning Monday, our campaign will start prosecuting our case in court to ensure election laws are fully upheld and the rightful winner is seated. The American people are entitled to an honest election. This means counting all legal ballots and not counting any illegal ballots. This is the only way to ensure the public has full confidence in our election. It remains shocking that the Biden campaign refuses to agree with this basic principle and wants ballots counted, even if they are fraudulent, manufactured, or cast by ineligible or deceased voters. Only a party engaged in wrongdoing would unlawfully keep observers out of the count room, and then fight in court to block their access. So what is Biden hiding? I will not rest until the American people have the honest vote count they deserve and the democracy demands. President Donald J. Trump. And I think it's good to hear directly from him. It's interesting how this morning I heard that he's planning on continuing to go around the country and do rallies.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Quick question, and maybe you know the answer to this. Now, there was that whole hanging Chad thing, and that was Gore, right?
The Al Gore and Bush race, yes, indeed.
How long was that disputed?
37 days, and that was just one area in Florida. And, of course, now Florida has gone to President Trump. And
but that was 37
days? 37 days. Okay. And so here it's just been a few days, not even a week. Yeah. And it's all over in the media. And
it was on the newspaper, right? Mm-hmm. Sunday?
Yes. Here in, it's interesting.
Says Biden wins.
We didn't get our paper delivered to us here at the studio on Friday or today, but we got Saturday, but we got the big old Sunday paper where in the front of the headlines, Biden wins, you know.
And, well, that's...
And it'll be interesting to see how some of these people eat humble pie. And here was a prediction I put out before the election. I didn't predict Trump or Biden. I said, my prediction for this election, the media loses.
Oh, boy, wouldn't that be nice.
And some humble pie if they have to retract. And they're not even saying probable president or any, they're just boldly proclaiming it, and it is interesting, and some of us are maybe feeling a little defeated, a little frustrated.
Well,
and
trying to keep it positive.
Mm-hmm, and we're trying to keep it positive this morning and ways that we can get engaged in what we can do. Now, here's something that people are doing, And you and I talked about this. I don't think we've started one for you yet, but people are making this big shift. So we're reevaluating all of the things in our lives that didn't allow us to communicate truth as it was happening. And what we were finding in certainly on Facebook, on Twitter, in some cases, Instagram. I don't know about some of the other tools like Snapchat and other things. I don't know how censored they were, but I know for certain that on Twitter right now, when anything that you talk about the election, it's got several points about how Biden is the winner, blah, blah, blah,
under
that's, you can X it out on Facebook, but you can't on Twitter.
Oh.
So there is this huge shift going to Parler. P-A-R-L-E-R, Parler. And it's an app.
The CEO came on and said, yeah, they were expecting 1 million such and such during the day, whatever. It was 2 million. Mm-hmm. He's like, you people are crazy. So good for him.
So let folks know what Parler is like. And I've heard people go, and I don't know if I want to go to Parler because you can't really have discussions. It's an echo chamber. It's kind of like it's set up similar to Twitter. And I have not been a big Twitter user. And so we actually put a video on our Facebook page at KSLM Radio. If you are on Facebook still, you can go there and
watch.
I know it is. You can go and find the video on how to use your Parler app and how to get started with it. And lots of people are declaring on Facebook that
I've been seeing that. Mm-hmm. Reach me out here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that we'll put on there too is how do you delete your Facebook account? Because here's what people are saying.
Yeah.
Well, I got all my pictures. I've got all my memories.
But there's a way to save
There is a way to save your stuff.
You know,
and
here's
what I like about
Facebook. Mm-hmm. Marketplace.
Oh, Marketplace is good.
I love it. I mean, I buy and sell, and it's mm-hmm. fun, and I just like to see what's in my local area. Or I take it over to maybe another country. I drag it over to the Philippines mm-hmm. and see what places are renting for out there. I mean, it's just very, very interesting to me.
It is interesting, and a lot of people are leaving Google and going to DuckDuckGo. We almost create a new one, DuckDuckGo, for a search engine. A lot of people are going there. And then there's a WeMe, which is, I think, or MeWe. One of those.
Meow,
I have to
meow.
Look at it.
Yeah.
That is like a Facebook platform that people are going to stay connected. And I think there's value in that.
Well, you know, there's always room in the market for McDonald's and Burger King.
Yes.
So if there can be Facebook and there can be something else.
Well, and when you think about the momentum, and if we cannot stay connected, several groups, even here in Oregon, were censored. People's comments were censored, and we're trying to get information out. So we're in this place right now where we're building coalitions in effective ways outside of these social platforms. And so those of you that are in the software field or website field or email field, I even heard that MailChimp, which is it's kind of like Constant Contact,
okay,
where you can send bulk emails out. And it's not, you know, you have people agree to be a part of that email system, mm-hmm. and this is how people stay connected. And we have listeners right now that don't use Facebook. They listen to the radio, they listen to podcasts, but they do not use Facebook to connect. They use email. And so we're looking for a way right here at KSLM News Talk Radio to garner people's emails, not for spamming, mm-mm, but for connecting and keeping information going. And so we're looking forward to releasing that information here as we turn a corner in the next couple of weeks on how we can stay connected and ways to be, you know, going. So
yeah,
I think it'll be good.
Okay.
Very good. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this marvelous Monday. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, and glad to have you along for this wonderful day. And we got Terry in the studio.
There you are.
Right. Terry, give us an update. It's 7:50 in the morning. Where are we at with weather?
It's cold, man. It's like 26 out there. So, you know, that's below freezing. You're going to have a little bit of frost on your windows. So get out there, start your car, warm it up. Buy yourself a bottle of de-icer today. That'll be handy. Dig out your scrapers from your garage. I know they're in there somewhere.
Like ours, right? Put them in the back of your car.
High 46. And then some precip coming in tonight. They're talking about 9 p.m., 10 p.m. So shouldn't be ice, though. It's going to be 42. So
it's interesting. We were talking about kind of the election and you know, it's not over. It took 37 days back in, I believe it was right about 20 years ago, the Al Gore Bush race, and for it to be determined. And so we're in this holding pattern and certainly being vigilant. And what can we do in this in-between time, and looking at all the news headlines. When I open up my email, we were just talking in the last segment about we're trying to look for ways that we can stay connected and keep information flowing without censorship and being disturbed by it. And it was interesting already, Terry, the emails that I'm getting now is with Biden elected. Oh, my gosh, you've got to hide your money, or these tax-free ideas and things. Yeah. And so it's good to be aware and certainly have a plan with our finances, right?
Yes.
And one of the things that I'm very thankful for is to have our sponsor, Bill Sunderland with Country Financial. He's doing a great job helping our friends here in our area know how to be insured properly, but also financially, to making sure, you know, he'll sit and do a consultation, a complimentary consultation with you, and just have you talk about these things.
And one of the first things he says is, start now. It's not too late as long as you start now.
Do something with a plan. And I love that. And so if you're in that position and you're a little uneasy about, you're not sure what, you know, you want some good perspective, Bill Sunderland is your guy. Country Financial Sunderland Agency. Give him a call, 503-885-0789, sunderlandagency.com. Bill will be here Friday. He'll come back to the studio and he'll take whatever questions that you have. And certainly we'd love to have some interaction.
What I love about Bill is that he's just a regular guy. I mean, you can sit there and talk to him and say, man, I know I should have started earlier, or I don't have a whole lot every month to invest. And he'll, you know, he doesn't blow past you, doesn't talk above you. He's like, look, this is what I told my kids, you know, when they wanted to invest, or I wanted to get them started in that in life. So, I mean, I just love that about him.
And what I like about him, too, is that he went into this field, you know, after doing something else, and he had experience in business. And so he has a concept and an understanding about finances because he's been there, done that, in a sense, and it's just very helpful. And so he'll be to the studio on Friday. So if you have any of those kinds of questions that you can think about, you'll want to tune in Friday and let people know. Also, Wednesday is Veterans Day, and so we're looking for ways that we can support our veterans and get the good word out, and that'll be a real fun show as well. And then we're going to continue the conversation on how we can stay connected and effective right now here in our community. And you and I were talking about the next election, which is in 2 years. And guess who comes up for, well, actually, I don't even think she can be reelected. I think her time is up. And so it's Governor Brown.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be a big election governor. I don't think she can get reelected.
Now.
Yes.
It's a grassroots program now.
And I think people are kind of,
somebody
that's
call
the
in.
Question.
Who's going to be the next governor?
Yes.
Who do we need to start with?
Yeah.
I want a name.
We're encouraging you to be a part of the conversation this morning. 503-589-1220, and we're going to open up the phone lines. I think we have on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Art. Are you there with us today? are you okay? Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Terry, I'm scared.
Uh-oh.
Climate's changing. Climate's changing.
You got to break out the big blanket.
We're all going to die.
It's getting chilly, man.
Look out.
Yes.
Look out.
Fine.
Sky's falling.
And that's going to be a big controversial thing in this upcoming legislative session. And very, very concerned, because if Denise Bowles doesn't get elected, they have a supermajority over there in the Senate.
Yep.
We're not going to talk that.
Out.
We're not going to speak it.
We're going to speak victory in that race, right?
Well, hey, yeah, but this is Oregon, and, you know, I don't think our votes get counted correctly here in several areas, but that's a story for another day.
Sounds right.
You know, yeah, you know, Stacey and Terry, I spent the day yesterday with my grandkids over here at the house.
Well, that's fun.
Oh, my God, we weren't wearing masks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my, I'm telling.
You're criminal, you.
You, in the house.
Oh.
But I am so concerned about their future. I mean, you know, look, here in the state of Oregon, we just legalized hard drugs. I will never understand how the citizens of Oregon could have been so crazy to do that. But they did. And now, oh gosh, you know, there's going to be more drugs in our schools because they'll figure out a way to do it. And, you know, only have a limited amount. And all they'll get is a little fine. Mm. And this is scary, scary stuff.
Yeah. Well, and these are things that I think Oregonians are kind of wrestling with. I mean, it's illegal to have a straw, but you know, okay to have possession of drugs on you up to a certain limit or whatever. And or it's as far as, you know, our masks. You know, wearing our mask. Mm-hmm. If you don't wear a mask, you're in trouble. I mean, it just, it doesn't seem like fair and just at all. And these are things, these are issues that we're going to have to look into. And that's so important that we have the key people elected. Now, we have a little bit of time left. What do you think is going to happen, Art, with this election in 2 years for governor? Who's going to run for governor?
Oh, my goodness.
No pressure.
A couple people that come out of the woodwork to do that. Maybe one or two that actually ran last time. And names are, I'm not remembering names right now. That's what happens when you get old, you know. You have those brain cramps.
I'm looking forward to it. I need an excuse. I just don't remember anything now.
Well, here's what I think. Maybe what we should talk about is what kind of candidate do you think could win? Mm-hmm. What kind of candidate with liberty and constitutional background can win? And when we go into the second hour, we want to continue the conversation about that. And I've got some clips from the weekend that I want to share. We're wrapping up hour one. Thank you, Art, for joining the conversation this morning.
Have a
great day. Have a great day. We're going to go into
bye-bye.
We're going to go into hour two here right at the top of the hour. Thank you for tuning in today. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacy and Terry hanging out this morning. Thank you for tuning in. You're welcome to join the conversation, 503-589-1220. If you have to go for the day, have a blessed day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you too are an overcomer.
And thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's 8:06 in the morning. Together on this marvelous Monday, hour two. Having a good time in the studio, my co-host for today, Terry.
Good morning.
Oh, yes. You know, I had someone ask me, the songs that you play, who is it? You know, who are the why did you pick the music? You know, and that is Mandisa, and that's her Good Morning music. And then she also has a wonderful song that we play at the end, Overcomer. Mm-hmm. She's got beautiful music. I would definitely duck go. I'm trying to get away from Google.
Right.
Mandisa, and find her videos because they're incredible. She's got another one out called Stronger. There's a video. It's called We All Bleed the Same, which is very powerful, that came out in May, June, when the riots started happening. And it basically says, look, we're humans. Mm-hmm. And we're all on the same page, and we're all needing to come together. And
I had my own station, if I had my own program, mm-hmm. I'd probably have Weird Al Yankovic.
You just keep
I'm the only
laughing.
Person I know that has a box set.
Oh, that's funny. Although, you know, you do have a good selection of music that you like to listen to.
I do.
And it was fun yesterday.
Even in a foreign language sometimes.
Yeah, and we do enjoy a variety of music. And I like the songs that really impact us, you know, that keep us energized and and moving forward. And I want to give a shout out this morning as we start this hour to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, for being morning show sponsors. Thank you so very much.
Guys,
and
really.
I want to say, if you're looking for real estate, maybe a real estate investment, maybe you're looking to downsize, or perhaps you're moving out of state for whatever reason, Dave and Paige Smith will help you along the way. And give them a call, 503-939-7099. Now, you and I were kind of talking off air here about ways that this is a big week, and it's Veterans Day coming up, and it's a time that we honor our veterans. And I have my dad served, your father served, you served, your sister served. My dad was in the Army, your dad was
Army,
and your
Karen
sister
was a Marine, is a Marine,
is a Marine,
always a Marine,
always a Marine. And you served
Air Force,
Air Force. And in your travels, you got to go all over the world, didn't you?
Oh, yeah,
talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know. You don't want to talk about yourself too much, but I did. I was very fortunate. I did 4 years active in the Air Force as a meteorologist, and then I went into the Air National Guard. So that was really fun. I mean, you meet once a month and then 2 weeks out of the year. But that was the best part for me was there was a lot of volunteer opportunities, both stateside and overseas. And so I worked for myself, so I had the ability to leave and go at any time. So, yeah, every time that I needed somebody somewhere for 2 weeks or whatever, you know, you go to Saudi Arabia for 2 weeks. Why not? Go to Germany for a couple of weeks. I mean, it's perfect.
So you went in, what year did you start your service?
I started my active duty in 91, and I got out of active in 95, and then in the Guard in 96.
I remember when I was pregnant with, and you and I didn't know each other back then, in 90, I was married to my kids' dad in 90, and I was pregnant with Dylan, and then Desert Storm hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking back then, and trying not to be in a spirit of fear, but thinking about, you know, what's the future of my son, who is now 30, just had his 30th birthday. And how I had such compassion for our military in the front lines. And when we think about veterans, in my mind has always been the grandpas, the older gentlemen, which, yes, we need to honor them. But we have a whole bunch of veterans from 30 years ago that were in Desert Storm, in a lot of these. So you joined in 91 right?
No, what was crazy, it was January of 90 is when I started my active duty. I actually signed up, and I believe it was August of 89. And so I signed up. I was on a 6-month delay, which Air Force, for some reason, they do that a lot. I mean, they just fill their slots really fast, and so you have to wait. And so when I signed up, there was no conflict. And then all of a sudden, you know, I go into basic training down in San Antonio, and we're in basic, and then it starts to hit the fan, and we're like, oh my gosh, you know, they're announcing all this. And that was shocking off, if I remember that, right? And so we're like, ooh, are we going to have to go? And he's like, well, you'll have to go. You'll have to be trained. You'll have so much school and stuff. If it lasts more than a couple of years, you know, you probably will. Of course, the first part didn't last, very long at all.
Right, right. So then you get in, and then you're trained in weather school.
Yes.
And you got to go. And what was your responsibility as in the Air Force?
I briefed pilots. So I was. It's crazy, but all of the Army's weather is done by the Air Force. So my duty station was Fort Knox, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So I was there at the weather shop, right on the tarmac on the flight line, and they had a small aircraft, fixed wing, and then they had helicopters. So they would come into us, and either they'd get briefed that moment or they'd drop off their form, and we'd fill it out for them, and they'd come back at the allotted time, and we'd go over, you know, what the weather was going to be when they take off, en route, and then when they touch down again. So it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
The interesting thing from what I remember you sharing with me, and actually we've had an opportunity to go back to where that was in Kentucky, because our friend Mark Adams was the leader for years.
Yeah.
He just retired.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that it was like usually a joint with all the services, right? You weren't just Air Force. You also did, or maybe this is what I'm thinking, the station there, but you did Army.
Any pilot. It didn't matter what the branch was.
Yes.
It just, the Army does not have its own weathermen.
Okay.
Never has.
Okay.
And that's the only branch. Marines have that. I went to school with even Coast Guard meteorologists.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, whatever pilot walked in the door, we briefed, you know.
Yes.
So it was pretty cool.
Well, and I think as we move towards Veterans Day, I want to talk a little bit this hour about how we can be honorable to our veterans and what we can do. And I know you and I have had this discussion because, you know, some folks are like, yeah, that I just did my duty. I don't really want to camp there. Mm-hmm. I don't need the accolades.
Some people are standoffish, and I understand completely. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of one of those things that I can't find the right word. It's not bragging on yourself. You did it out of a commitment, out of honor. And so you don't want to bring it reflecting
attention on
you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you.
Right.
It's about a service.
And that's part of your training.
Yeah. Well,
When you go to boot camp, you get rid of that. It's all about me mentality,
and it's
about the group.
Yes.
About the community, about the core. You got each other's back.
If you want to support the military, go to the VFWs, go to the American Legion. You know, I know I've not been to all of them in this area, but go there, the ones that have food opportunities or beverage opportunities. I mean, some of them have neat little pubs inside, and, you know, support those folks. Look them up, go in there, sit next to a veteran. Be his friend or her friend.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with them. Support them that way.
Well, and I know back in South Dakota, in Rapid City, there's a very active VFW downtown, and they serve breakfast and lunch and dinner.
I think Thursday was prime rib night.
Prime rib. And,
and
certainly whenever we get back, we try to pop in and see. And they do a lot of community outreach. And I'm not so familiar here in Salem about the VFW and how active they do meals, things like that. But I know that that's certainly a meeting place. I think that's where the Republicans tend to meet.
Yeah.
But I do know that smaller communities tend to have things. I think even in Gentry, back in Arkansas, there was an active VFW.
Very
they
active.
Put the flags up and
they
things like that.
They did the
like
flags
that.
Down Main Street. They pick usually a cemetery or two they take care of, you know, ones that are lost and neglected way out in the middle of a pasture somewhere. They do a scholarship every year.
Mm-hmm.
They have kids write in different things, and then we judge them, if you will, and award a scholarship. So
yes, in the American Legion, when we did our Sturgis, when we were in Sturgis this summer, I was able to be in Sturgis at the American Legion there and interviewed, I believe, Bill Sunderland there. And so that's another way, you know, some of these.
That was in the town of Sturgis.
Yeah,
I remember
that really
that was
active.
A nice place.
Yes, and so
real nice folks.
Ways that we can stay connected. And certainly on Wednesday, when we have this conversation, you know, if you want to call in and honor a veteran in your life and talk about their life and stories, you know, some unfortunately we've lost several even within this last year, I believe, because of the COVID. Yeah. And a lot of them had other health issues.
I've been watching YouTube videos, and they just kind of showed up, and so I started watching them. You know, these were soldiers that were in Vietnam, and they were talking about their story, and you know, maybe for the first time, you know, and then some people, of course, they don't want to bring things like that up. And it's understandable, but sometimes it can be healing, you know, after all these years. There was even folks that were going back to Vietnam. It was some kind of a program, fully privatized, if not government funded at all. But they were taking these people back so they could get healing.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. I mean, choke ship. Think about it.
It would be interesting to hear those conversations and hear from people if you know of those kinds of, I know there's like flights and stuff and people taking them up to D.C. and to the, some of the memorials there too has been really healing and really fun as well. And so on Wednesday, we're going to have a special program about that. And I think it's good to kind of pre-think. And even as we think about today, this Monday, you know, who do we know in our life? And maybe just drop them a thank you note. Mm-hmm. Old school way, like, you know, handwritten in the mail.
How cool would that be?
You know, right? Thank Bringing you for back. Your service. Yep. We know, you know, we haven't really talked about it, but I know you served. Thank you. I know in my own personal life with my dad, he served in Vietnam. He was there, I think, for 3 years. Of course, they were drafted. Mm. My dad was drafted, so he didn't have a choice. But he's very thankful, I believe, that he had that opportunity because it made him a man.
It makes me think of my dad and his story. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll get it wrong, so, you know, Mom, you're listening, correct me. But as I remember, he wanted to go into radio. He wanted to go into radio. He played the guitar a little, wanted to go into radio. And so the recruiter was like, oh, yeah, well, you got to start out as a wireman. Mm. Well, a wireman is the guy that strings the wire.
Oh,
yeah, from camp to camp. Well, the bad guys would snip the wire, then they'd wait in ambush. So in combat, you don't live very long as a wireman.
Ooh.
Oh, terrible. So I think he contacted his dad and said, this isn't what I wanted. And they had to, like, contact the congressman.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I think they contacted their congressman and got him out of that position and into mechanicking. So he became a diesel mechanic.
Okay.
And that's the reason I'm here.
Ah, right. That's interesting.
Because
radio. And now you're in radio. Honoring dad here.
That's right.
So my father was also in kind of the field, the maintenance of vehicles and things like that, and served and went to Vietnam. But I think he saw stuff that he just, grown up, he didn't talk about it.
It's
not a good thing. And I've heard him in conversation with you talk more about it in the last couple of years than I ever have in his life. And certainly it's something very honorable, and I'm very thankful, especially with some of the health complications he's had. He's a part of the VA and things like that.
And Dad loves his VA.
Another idea, ways that we can we can be of encouragement. And maybe that's something we need to do, is maybe we need to write notes and drop them off here to the studio, and we can deliver them down to the VA just in general.
That would be nice.
Those down in that area, that's where we had a lot of COVID breakouts in the beginning, and they've been on lockdown.
Speaking of the VA, you know, if you know a military member that's not signed up for the VA as their rightful benefit.
Oh, that would be a good someone to talk to, how people
maybe
can
we
get
can
connected.
Get someone to call in that has a name and number locally that
People can get connected.
Because maybe they think, well, it's not important, I'm not sick or whatever. But, you know, if you were a military member, prior military member, you have that right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know whenever I got out, I did the GI Bill.
Yes.
Yep, went to college. I used the monies to purchase my first home.
Good.
Yep.
So all of those are benefits for service that people may not be aware of. So we'll get some of that information too in the future. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having a great conversation this morning. You're welcome to join it.
Give us a call.
503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. It's 8:22. I'm Stacey Ann, together on this marvelous Monday.
Marvelous Monday.
Marvelous Monday.
Chilly Monday.
It's cold today. Terry in the studio with me. And tell us what the weather's going to do today and maybe over the next few days, Terry.
Okay, well, it will warm up to about 46. And then we expect some precip coming in tonight, about 9. But it's not going to be freezing. It still should be about 42. So it was cold this morning. Shouldn't get that cold tomorrow. A little bit of rain. You know, the usual stuff. Hoodies and shorts.
Yeah, a typical Oregon attire, right? It was fun over the weekend when I got to go to the rally down at the Capitol, just watching how people were bundled and dressed, and it kind of was sprinkling a little bit, but it didn't really move. It doesn't move people in Oregon. When it rains, we just keep yep. you know, doing our thing.
Was there many umbrellas?
There was a few umbrellas.
The rain came down pretty stiff there for a while.
Not too bad when I was down there. Okay. Not particularly at the Capitol. It might have been at the dealership, yep. you know, and that's that scattered splatter you talk about oftentimes, that it hits one spot and not mm-hmm. another, right? And so it was, the sun would be out, and it wasn't real windy. It was just a little bit of a chill in the okay. air. And certainly this is that, but it's November.
I like it.
You know, and I checked in with my family in South Dakota yesterday, and it was really warm in the 70s, but they had blizzard conditions the week before. And that's a huge jump back and forth. Fortunately, it's pretty stable, Mabel, around here, right? It's
don't
like this gradual, and I like it. And so we've been talking about Veterans Day. We've been talking about what we can do.
Yeah,
the 11th is the date on the calendar. And usually, it's interesting, of course, everything is upended in school, but usually that there's like a Monday designation and kids are out of school and things like that. This Thursday, November 12th, I want to let folks know, because because of the governor's mandate, there's a capacity of only 50 people, including the staff that are serving, but there's going to be a membership dinner for the Capital City Republican Women. And I'm encouraging folks to get involved. It's a veterans dinner. Veterans dinners are on them. So if you're a veteran, you have an opportunity to have a blessed meal, I guess.
I can't imagine only 50 people.
It's going to be interesting. So you need to respond by November 10th, which is tomorrow, to ccrwsalem@reagan.com. Or give them a call, 503-371-2322. And this will be at the Salem Scottish Rite Center, 515 sign-in, 6 o'clock call to order of the meeting. And certainly it'll be a great time. Ken Outfleet, U.S. Army retired counselor, Veterans in Crisis is the topic. And it is certainly something that I think is of interest. And I know moving forward in the next, depending on who becomes the president again, our veterans is an issue that we need to really keep in mind, because our veterans need to be honored and taken care of.
Hey, here's something I just thought I'd pull up. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I didn't use...
You used DuckDuckGo?
No, I did the other one.
Okay.
We're not going to say
the G
word.
We're just not going to say the word anymore.
Right. But I did Google Veterans Eat Free on Veterans Day.
Okay, let's look at some of this.
So it said found on the web. So the first one that popped up was Applebee's.
Okay.
Veterans and active duty military can select a free meal from a limited menu, yada, yada. And then there was Red Lobster. Active duty military reserve and military veterans can stop by Red Lobster and get a free, and I don't see a free something. Anyway, check into that. And then IHOP, active duty retired veterans receive a free breakfast on November 11th. So I don't know if it's just retired or if, because it says active duty veterans receive and retired. So you'll have your retired card on you. I don't know if it's just all veterans.
And I know we've been places and they've asked us, are you a veteran?
And
you show them
the
card.
Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
From 5 to 12 p.m. active, non-active, or retired military. Well, that would be. I'm not very active these days and put on about 20 pounds. Oh, that's not what they're asking about.
Not that kind of active.
Then there's Olive Garden. Check into that, and then TGI Fridays.
Okay.
So good stuff.
And then our local, if you hear some of our local eats places, I know local place here, Honky Tonk Bar and Grill, they're going to do something special for the veterans as well. I'm very excited to hear about that.
And if anybody knows of another place, call
in and let us know.
Email us.
We do have someone on
we'll
the line. And
here comes trouble.
See who do we have who's going to join the conversation this morning. We are so excited to be able to talk with our listeners. And when you give us a call, it brings encouragement. 503-589-1220. Good morning to you. Who are we talking to today? Oh, and I just lost him.
Aww.
I hope that wasn't me.
The fish got off the hook.
Yeah, call back if you'd like to.
We saw the bobber bopping up and down.
join the conversation and certainly give us an update.
Well, they ate
if
the
you
worm.
Know something,
my hook's empty.
If you know something going on for Veterans Day that we can spread the good news to honor our veterans. And if you served or you're married to someone who served, you know, oftentimes when I was on the radio in South Dakota. I was on the local Christian radio station there. We would talk oftentimes about the families while they're, because so many would be deployed.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be in the Air Force. You're familiar with this because mm-hmm. you're in the Air Force. You know, it wasn't just a short couple week deal. It was 6 months or 2 years.
That's right. I had a friend of, well, it was Mark, actually. Mm-hmm. He went to Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he only got to fly home once during that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that was, and it was 6 months.
Yes.
I remember that because I took over mowing. He had some yards on the side that he mowed,
mm-hmm.
and it was just something that he did since, you know, he lived in that town since he was a kid. So he had like 23 yards working full time
mm-hmm.
for the Air Force that he maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And these were friends and elderly folks. And, mm-hmm. and so I took those over. That was rough.
Mm.
I mean, it was easy as long as it didn't rain, but then you rain and the one you're supposed to do today moves to tomorrow with the other three. I had 11 yards to do in one day.
Oh my goodness.
At one time.
Well, talk about good training ground for what you did later. Yeah, I bet not.
He lost more jobs that year.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
So yeah, the being gone and being away from your family, I would always, you know, try to talk to him. We'd bring encouragement to the families that were left behind. And oftentimes, married couples, and sometimes it was the guys that were left behind when the gals went.
They'd get together,
you know,
wouldn't they?
And they would encourage one another, and we'd try to figure out ways to be of encouragement. And one of the things that we did, particularly in the spring around Mother's Day, is we would do a Mother's Day outreach to women that were single moms, you know, widowed moms, but also military moms if their husbands mm-hmm. were deployed. Because any way we can come around a family like that and bring encouragement is really, really important. And there are some challenges because suddenly they have their partner there. Suddenly they're a single parent in a sense. And it's challenging for the kids, you know. And we see all those heartwarming videos of the parents coming back and doing the sneaky on the families.
I can't watch those in front of my fellas. It's
good. They're heartwarming. Yeah. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a great discussion with Veterans Day coming around the corner. What are some good things that we can do to honor the veterans in our lives and in our community? We'll be back after
this.
Give
us a call.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with news that you can use on this Monday. Continuing to talk about veterans and what we can do to support our veterans with Veterans Day right around the corner. You know, it is also November, and is oftentimes in the past, the different radio stations that I've worked at, November was always kind of, let's ramp up the kindness. Look for ways to be kind, days of kindness, random act of kindness, things like that. I think those are all good things. I don't know. We haven't really organized around any specific day this month, but I know we need to show some kindness. It's been real tense the last few months, and certainly we've been disconnected because of the COVID-19 thing. And I know it's very oppressive,
mm-hmm.
And I know it's hard not to look at all the negative around and want to certainly call out. And many of us were really hoping for some reprieve.
Yes, ready for this whole mandate to be
all
over.
All of that to be over, and the discussion about, well, if everybody would just wear their mask and do what's been required of them, we would have been all over this already.
Yeah,
but the
right.
reality is, our reality is this is a virus, and just like the flu and cold,
mm-hmm.
There's been no cure for that all these years.
And the virus has passed through the masks.
Mm-hmm. And so we know the science, and it's just, again,
remember how they said the smoke particles, it wouldn't protect you from smoke particles,
right? When we were doing the wildfires.
Yep. And we know that, and this is science, that the virus is much, much, much smaller
mm-hmm.
than a smoke particle.
Mm-hmm.
So we know wearing these masks, if you have the virus, it's passing right through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're breathing it right in. So the mask do nothing.
Yes.
Keeps you from spitting in someone else's eye. That's about it.
Well, and it keeps us muzzled, and it keeps us intimidated, and it gives people a chance to...
False hope.
And when you're out and you don't wear it properly, it gives some random stranger the ability to come and tell you to straighten yourself
mm-hmm.
up.
It's
wear
oppressive.
That mask,
it really is.
And it is oppressive. And so...
So we're trying to get away from that. We're trying to look, you know,
mm-hmm.
find goodness and joy and
things
that's right.
to look forward to give something in the future, give hope towards the future and getting through today. And so things that we know that you could look forward to is helping a veteran.
Veterans Day is coming
up. Look for
up,
ways to be kind, you know, kind to those around you, certainly your neighbors. Maybe you have a neighbor that's bugging you, right? Their leaves, they're not taking care of their leaves. Maybe there's a reason.
maybe they're
homebound for a little bit because
of
all this COVID.
Well, you've got your leaf blower out and you're blowing off here. You just kind of step over into theirs and help them out a little bit.
Help a brother or sister out.
That's right.
And be more aware of who's in your community. I think this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some new, almost like a reset I keep talking about, where we're re-looking at how we do our day-to-day lives, whether it be from how we're cooking, what we're doing about exercise, those kinds of things. But what about our community? What about our neighbors? You know, how are they doing? And are they homebound? Do they need, you know? And
I still wave at everyone. I still say hi to everybody.
Yes,
you know, even in my, you know, this isn't the South, and people aren't used to waving from their steering wheel, but
I
still do it, and they kind of look at me funny.
Are they in trouble? They need something from me? Nope,
was
look away real quick. And that's the interesting thing, you know, when I came across back from this trip I took when my grandma passed away about a month ago already, I wore my Trump mask, and I was doing this experiment to see what people's response would be, and because you have to wear the mask during your travels, they won't let you be on an airplane unless you do. And so I thought I'd get some frowns and grief. I actually got a lot of support, and mostly it's interesting, Terry, what I've noticed, even in the grocery store, people don't look at each other. They weren't even paying attention that I had and this is the case in the airport, that I even had a Trump mask on, because they don't look at each other.
You know what? I force people to. I will catch their eyes, a little elderly lady pushing her basket, and I'll say, you know, well, good morning. I say, oh, that's good right there. Smell that bread, or whatever it is. I force them into it.
It's important to connect.
And they do, and they respond in a positive manner.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the goals that we need to look into in the next season here. If we're going and break some ground and is the humanity side of things, is to really look for ways to connect with people and show kindness regardless of what their position is.
How many times when we're sitting down in a restaurant do we make conversation with the table next to us?
Yes.
Almost every time.
Yes.
We almost look for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
They have a child or their dog on a leash or maybe something they're eating or you know, whatever. When their food is delivered, we're like, oh, boy, that looks good. You know, we'll always stir a little conversation, get someone laughing or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall the last time we had a negative response.
I'm serious. Ever.
I don't think ever.
No,
I didn't want to say ever, but I can't think of
one time
where someone said, mind your own business, you know. Quit looking at my food.
Well, here's something that happened. I haven't even told you this. That ability to connect even with the opposition. As I was walking away from the rally on Saturday towards my car.
Did somebody wolf whistle at you?
Well, no. But as I was walking away, there's a group of some of the gals that were in trouble, that had gotten in trouble. They were agitators, I'll just say. I don't know if they were part of Antifa or any. They were agitators. And one of them got sprayed. Now, I don't know how they got sprayed with stuff, but obviously in their face. And she was coming back. She obviously had gone back to her car or whatever. And she was coming back. And you could tell their body language and everything was, they were agitators. Mm-hmm. And the mama bear in me, as they were coming towards me, I just said, hey, honey, are you okay?
Oh.
Are you okay? And she said, oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll be okay. But they were going back in.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going the other way. I said, well stay safe. But I had a choice.
Yep.
Do I engage or not engage? But that's the humanity side.
Mm-hmm.
And all the gals around like, yeah, she's working with the medic, you know, that kind of thing. But they were all going back in. But my hope is that personal interaction kind of broke that harshness of whatever their agenda was.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll remember that someone was coming away that acted towards kindness towards her, even though her activity obviously had some some agenda
some
to
negative
it.
Response
yes.
there.
And so anyway, I think of her now. I don't know her name. I think of her. I think of how, you know, I think of my 20-year-old, almost 20-year-old, our daughter, Bree, and getting sprayed like that. And it's the humanity side again. And so we're looking for ways to connect with those who maybe don't even think like we do, you know, especially if they don't think like we do, to show them humanity and care and compassion and ultimately the light, right?
You know, it feels so much better to to do good.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Yeah, I know sometimes we get angry and we think of revenge and we think that'll feel good too, but nothing feels as good as being kind and turning a cheek and, you know, letting that person almost feel bad because you were so nice to him.
Well, in a whole expression, and this is what I talked about a little bit with some of the gentlemen I visited with at the rally on Saturday, is that we got to kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
We've got to, even in the Bible, it says it's the kindness of the Lord that leads to repentance. And so random acts of kindness, ways that we can break that out. And the other thing is when we start feeling bad about ourselves and mm-hmm. our situation and we're worried and stressed, if we can turn that and start looking towards others, you know, and ways that we can be a blessing to them, it gets our pity party, it breaks
right.
it up a little bit and gets us thinking about, you know what, maybe I don't have it as bad.
Well,
as
I saw a thing the other day. It said, your reality is someone else's dream.
Mm.
Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone that doesn't have clean water today or shelter or clean clothes or know where their next meal's going. I mean, I know I'm not trying to overdo it, but think about it. Mm-hmm. Your reality is somebody else's dream.
And as, you know, some of the forecasting in the future, not to be doom and gloom, but the forecast could include that some troubled times for folks that even voted for thinking that this is their relief. You know, they're not thinking, in my mind, the way they need to be. And we need to ramp up the kindness. And it's
That's
easy
right.
for us to say, well, you get what you voted right. for. There's
we
in
can
a
win
sense,
them over.
We can. And we can be the Josephs or the mm-hmm. well in the land of the living when it's desperate times and difficult times. And so what are we doing to position ourselves not only to be smart and proactive,
mm-hmm.
guarding our liberty, our First Amendment
being,
and Second
being
Amendment,
strong,
being strong, being vigilant and
yes.
being wide awake about it, but also being able to be in those situations, light and love to those we come mm-hmm. in contact with, I think is extremely important. And we'd love to hear from you this
call.
Morning, 503-589-1220. If there are ways, if you're kind of stirred up this morning, ways to reach your community, if you're seeing things that, or maybe you have a drop of wisdom that you want to share
right.
this morning,
we'd
love to hear from you. Maybe you've gotten
maybe you
one
want
of
to
these.
Make us breakfast.
So. Some random act of kindness you've received recently that really spoke to you. I know I'll never forget this story. This is kind of a fun story. For you parents out there, grandparents out there that have those strong-willed children in your lives, right? So this has happened about 3 years ago, and this was in Arkansas, and I was having a very difficult time with my daughter at the time. She's like a junior in high school, and we were just having she's just not being a pretty person, let's just say. And so I wanted to bless her with a cup of coffee. So we went through the drive-thru and she was still upset about whatever it was that we were doing. I don't even remember, but she was really like turning her body and kind of cutting me out or whatever, and had her headphones on. And so we get into her favorite coffee place and I said, "What do you want?" "I don't want nothing." I'm like, "Okay, well," then I ordered what I wanted, and we get up to the window, and the person behind us or ahead of us had paid for our whatever we had ordered. And we got a bonus, and she didn't get blessed with a bonus. She's like, "I should have ordered something," you know. But that act of kindness towards us, and we didn't know who these folks were, really changed the mood in the car.
Yeah.
It affected our day and the infection that she had of anger, whatever mm-hmm. she was dealing with at the time, it really turned the course.
Hmm.
And so you never know when you're moved to go do something mm-hmm. kind for even a complete stranger, how that can change the course hmm. of their day, and it certainly did for us.
Sitting here trying to think of a good story like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I have one in there,
mm-hmm.
but I can't think of one right now.
Well, you have a story.
During this break, I'm going to think of it.
Oh, you find that story there, Terry, and share it with us. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. If you have a story, someone has been a blessing to you, and you'd like to pass it on to other people or the idea, give us a call. 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in on this marvelous Monday. I'm Stacey Ann. It's 8:50 in the morning, and we're continuing the conversation this morning, trying to, you know, find great ways to stay positive and ways that we can give back in our community. And we know the news, and we're still kind of in this holding pattern when it comes to the election and who is really going to be the president in 2021. And I just saw a meme. I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah, the media called it for Gore too, and we all know how that the results happened.
Really?
Yeah, and 37 days until that was determined. And so there's going to be lots of court action today in the next few days, and there's lots of evidence popping up in regards to this election. And it's more than just voter fraud, it's election fraud happening. And
yeah, they were talking about the difference. That's
yes, and some very specific things that have been happening in instances, and certainly being shut out of the process, which is illegal by that. And I'm resound. I don't even know if that's the right word. I feel like today we need to realize we are not defeated, okay? We start from a place of victory. We live in the best country in the United States of America, is the best country, and an incredible concept. And I know it's easy to be just paralyzed by fear. Analysis, you know, we can even get so tired by continually looking at things and listening to things. And we really need to make a conscious awareness of what are we feeding, not only our bodies, but our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I don't know, you can see that this book that I'm holding, Terry, is The Power of Positive Thinking with Norman Vincent Peale. And it's yellow because I've had it.
Yeah, that's
and
been
you see all
time.
The underlining. Yeah. And people have asked, why did I pick the Mandisa song as my outro?
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about being overcomers. And I think that when we have obstacles in our way in our day-to-day life, certainly those of you that have been around a few years and seasoned by them, you know that we can get through. And a lot of it is how we think about things and how we look. And oftentimes, even Terry and I'll remind him, I look at things from a helicopter view. I try to look at all sides of the angle. I a lot of times I'll say, let's start with the end in mind.
Now that actually works.
Mm-hmm, and move towards that. If we're thinking in a few years, we want to have other different people in Oregon here and in key positions, what are we doing now about it? What's our game? How are we going to strategize and get people trained up and build those relationships? So it starts with being kind in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at connecting.
Knowing your neighbor.
And knowing your neighbor. And even if they think differently than you, most chances likely they will. And how do we build those relationships and how do we impact community? And I think it's important. I think it starts with the mindset and our thinking. And we've heard the phrase stinking thinking, you know. And, and then if you're around people who think the same, you're just constantly regurgitating that and continuing the drama. So you need to look for ways to put yourself in positive places and surround yourself with people that you want to emulate and be like,
well, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And so in a time right now where I know church is limited, according to this mandate, my understanding that's just been out for 2 weeks in Marion County, it's only five counties that Marion County affects. It doesn't affect Polk County right now or some of the surrounding counties. But the 50 people starting Wednesday in businesses, and no more than six at a table, it's 2 weeks through the day before Thanksgiving, believe it or not. So Wednesday through the day before Thanksgiving. What it doesn't affect is right now church. There was like your churches. So in a sense, churches can still assemble and meet. Now, I don't know very many churches that are actually physically indoors meeting right now. A lot of them were doing outdoor services. They were doing things on Facebook and on Zoom and those kinds of things. So it would be good to kind of find out. But again, we've got to stay connected and we've got to look for ways to help one another.
Right. Right, absolutely. You know, I'm wearing this headset. I think I need a bell on top of it.
Oh.
Because as I nod and I agree with you, people could hear that.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure everyone gets tired of hearing me say,
yep.
So I'm nodding.
You're nodding.
And I'm thinking, I need a bell on the top of this.
Oh, thing. Ding, 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 right? Yes. One of the things we're talking about is figuring out a way to be live in the studio. That's something else in the future that we're looking for.
Fun.
The difficulty is if we do like a Facebook Live, most people can't hear us because we're in the, they'll see our actions and stuff, but unless it's like streaming or connected somehow. So we've got to figure that out. So we've got some ideas.
Does Parler have anything like that?
I don't know. We're discovering how that even works. If there's any, I know it's more Twitter. I think you can upload video or do links to video, but I don't know that I don't know yet. Maybe someone knows the answer to that question, but looking for ways, social media that, and so when we look at action steps and people are doing to stay positive and they're looking at Newsmax now as a media store source.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're the only one of the very few that even they have not called the race. They said we're not going to until everything gets analyzed. We're not calling it like all the others, right? People are looking at going to Parler and getting away from Twitter, and it's a very similar kind of venue where you just echo and you have short amount of space that you can write things. It's not like on, and you could do links to video and but it's unfiltered, it's uncensored in a sense, and so people are going to that platform. And then there's some others, similar type Facebook platforms, like I think a MeWe, I've heard Faith'em is another one that I've heard. Faith'em, and then I think it's like Anthem, but Faith'em. And I've heard some of our affiliates talk a little bit about that. I think maybe Brian Kilmeade and maybe Mike Gallagher's talked about it a little bit. Okay. And so those are opportunities. So we're looking for ways that we can all still stay connected. And one of the things I really encourage you to do, if you want to stay connected to what's going on, send me an email. I'm starting to compile a list, and we're going to do a newsletter. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how this is all going to come about, but by the end of the week, I'm hoping that we can start texting campaign to get people on the list, that we can stay connected, because we don't know what the next few weeks or the next months will be. And certainly people are not going to keep doing the same thing if they cannot freely engage and share information that needs to be shared. So these are important things. So you can send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news.
Okay. Oh, I just discovered thing you were talking about, the veterans. It was, hope I can find it again, VET.gov, vet.gov. They passed in 2017 that you can go as a military member. Any non-retired, just regular, you know, did your thing, honorably discharged, you can go and request a military ID. So that way, when you go to get these benefits at these stores and things, you don't necessarily have to carry around your DD-214, but it'll be an actual card. Now, it's not good for, like, getting on an airplane or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, to get those services. So vet.gov, go on there, look around. You have to create an account. But it's free. It's backed by the government. They are the ones that are paying for it, or your taxes are.
Mm-hmm.
So, heck yeah. If you're a vet, go ahead and do that.
Well, and I think it's really important that we talk about these things, and we'll continue the conversation as we go through that all week long, celebrating our veterans. Love to hear from you. Send me an email. Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out today. It's been fun. Thank you, Terry.
Had a great time.
All right. We'll do it again maybe next Monday. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. Reliable News Talk Radio. Have a fantastic Monday, my friends. Stay connected and find us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. Send me an email. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.